In just a minute, Carl eats an entire box of rhyme in one sitting. It's our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, though, some more questions for you from the week's news. Charlie, you remember about 2 weeks ago, New York Representative Chris Lee resigned after he got busted for sending a shirtless photo of himself to a woman on Craigslist, also while lying about his age and his marital status. Well, it turns out that ex-Congressman Lee did that immediately after attending a workshop on what topic?
Carpentry.
No.
Social networking. I mean,
sort of close.
Use of the internet.
Exactly right. Using the internet wisely, in fact. Lee was at a Republican retreat at a hotel in Baltimore, and he attended a lecture on, quote, intelligent use of information technology. Presumably, it was about topics such as how to use Twitter, Facebook, and remembering to use a fake name when trolling for chicks on Craigslist. Or maybe he just heard a long list of things that the internet makes possible and he got all excited to try them out and left just before the lecturer said, and that concludes my list of things you should never, ever do.
I have to say, as obviously a bad a decision as that was for him, how old was he really? He was lying.
He was 46 and he said he was 39 and single.
I have to be honest. If I looked like that at 46, I would be sending everyone in America a picture of myself shirtless.
Oh, really? Excuse me.
That guy looked good.
No, he didn't look that good.
Here we go.
He really... He didn't look nearly as good as he thought he looked.
Well, that's because he was wearing... He was wearing pleated Dockers and a belt and no shirt and taking a picture of himself with a BlackBerry.
I was going to say, taking a picture of yourself with your own phone is really kind of geeky.
Do you usually borrow? You borrow someone's phone?
I borrow someone else's, yeah.
I think what we found here.
I also borrow someone else's upper body.
Roxanne, on Tuesday, the Supreme Court will mark the 5-year anniversary of the last time what happened.
The last time Clarence Thomas said a word
exactly
from the bench.
Right, in oral argument. The last time Justice Clarence Thomas spoke in session. Instead of questioning the lawyers or engaging in colloquies with his fellow justices, Clarence Thomas has spent the last 5 years of oral arguments on the Supreme Court on mute. Now, we happen to have tape of his last statement 5 years ago. You're going to hear some other justices. See if you can tell where Justice Thomas jumps in.
We've never had a case like this before.
If I may interject, that's not so much jurisprudential as it's jurispreposterous.
So maybe that's why he doesn't want to speak anymore.
So let me see if I have this correct.
Yeah.
In the last 5 years,
yes.
Supreme Court Justice John Marshall,
yeah.
Earl Warren, Thurgood Marshall and Clarence Thomas have all said exactly the same number of words.
That's true.
In the Supreme Court.
It may be that 5 years ago, he and Ruth Bader Ginsburg said the word ergo at exactly the same time, and she jinxed him. Luke, the Catholic Church has been around for centuries, but they're trying to modernize, so they're proud to say that you can now do what on your iPhone?
I have this on my iPhone. It is an app that lets you confess.
That's exactly right. So you have it.
I absolutely have it on my phone.
Right. And did you feel the need to do it?
Well, it's not quite... It's like I thought you were going to log in and then it would be Skype and the Pope would be...
Right.
what can I help you with? But no, it's actually really the way it works is you put a list of your sins throughout the week that you've committed and then it saves them for you. And then when it's time for confession, you just have your sins right there in case you'd forgotten anything.
Really?
Yes.
So it's like having a spreadsheet for evil.
Yes, exactly. Excel of bad decisions.
It doesn't spit back a result like, okay, you need to do, for these, you need to do 2 Hail Marys, 4 Our Fathers, 3 Angry Birds. It doesn't.
So Charlie Sheen has to carry around Watson with
yes,
him, for
he does.
Example.
Yeah. So important smart user tip, though, power user tip, do not mistake this app for Twitter, or your friends will be like, wow, he's really being brutally frank today. Roxanne, security experts are constantly looking for new methods of screening passengers. Now they think they've hit upon a winner. If a new system is put into place, passengers will be screened by what?
Oh, Let's see, we've got this dogs, right? That's done. The x-rays are over. The pat-downs, unfortunately, a thing of the past, so...
Wait, you know, I know an ex-congressman might be interested in
exactly. You don't want someone sending you a naked picture, but please grope me at Dulles.
I'm going to need a hint.
You're going to need... they'll be especially good at discovering attempts to smuggle cheese onto airplanes.
Rats?
Close.
Mice?
Yes. Mice.
Mice?
Mice will be working the TSA stations at airports, possibly. Now we know why Mickey Mouse is wearing those gloves. If Israeli scientists have their way, the next time you go through airport security, 8 mice might be the ones working the gate. These mice work 4-hour shifts inside cartridges in a body scanner. And when they catch a whiff of explosives or anything suspicious, they immediately run, and that triggers an alarm. Mouse screeners have done very well in tests, and they might end up in American airports someday, meaning you could choose between the full-body scanner, the full-body pat-down, or the rodents down your pants.
I'm going to make all those little tiny badges.
That's the easy part. Try pinning them to the mice.
Oh.